Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on MLB Central, your host Ben Sinfecta will discuss many topics, including Harper hits 3 home runs with one being a 442-foot blast. Sprinter being evaluated, he will be out of the lineup. Green light for Verlander to start throwing. Shades of great. Statcast compares two dives. First start and first hit for Friars, Phenom, Hedges, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call on at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. On the same baseball history in 2012, performance of the Harvard baseball team lip-syncing with choreographed dance moves, the Canadian singer-songwriter Carly Rae Jepsen's hit song, Call Me Maybe, is posted on YouTube. Video made for their own entertainment to play the boredom during road trips will quickly go viral in a few days, bringing national attention to the players of the Crimson Squad. Now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. What do baseball players use to bake a cake? I don't know what. Bundt pans and batter. That was our baseball joke of the day. Now it's time for the All-Star Game debate of... Sorry, now it's time for the random player of the day, as I am about to give you your first hint. So this guy's name is Charles. His position is pinch hitter. Middle name is Charles. His position is pinch hitter. Bats right, throws right. Height 6'1", weight 200 pounds. Born August 18th, 1992 in San Juan, Capistrano, California. High schools, Unipero, Sarah Catholic High School, Sarah High School. Drafted by the San Diego Padres in the second round of the 2011 amateur draft. Signed August 15th, 2011. Debut May 4th, 2015 versus San Francisco Giants. One at bat, no hits, no home runs, no RBIs, no stolen bases. Rookie status, still intact through 2015. Team, Padres, 2015. 2015 contract status, not updated. And his number is 18 at any place. In the San Diego Padres. So, 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral with your guesses. Now, as I said just a bit earlier, it's time for our All-Star Game debate of the day. Jeter's shortstop successor, Tigers defensive stars, Big First, Martin Pike, Young Sox infielder expected to be done. We will be doing All-Star Game debates until Valentine and then July 2nd. We will be frequently be pitting one player against another and have mere will make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments and calls could spark a new debate for us to tackle. So let us know what you think at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. Say what you will about those indecisive sentimentality Swallows statistics in the All-Star Game voting, but at least it made last year's quiz for American League shortstop last summer an unusually easy one in the final go-round. Derek Jeter, a.k.a. number 2, was number 1, no question. Now the AL shortstop scene is complicated. We don't have an established perennial All-Star who's going to scoop up the votes from the sentimental. And here, early in May, we have only the smallest of statistical samples to guide those driven by data. A few clear candidates could emerge in the coming weeks. As 24-year-old Marcus Semien of the A's keeps collecting extra base hits, he'll be impossible to ignore. But right here, right now, let's focus on two guys who not long ago jammed the position and could cause a similar scene in the voting. Jose Iglesias and Xander Bogaerts. Iglesias, a 25-year-old native of Cuba, is off to a torrid start of the plate that, frankly, nobody saw coming. Previously, he was known primarily for his glove work, and the glove has predictably been great. After missing all of 2014 with shin fracture, Iglesias has helped reinvent the Tigers' defense and reputation. But the bat, whoa. Consider this. Entering this week, the only qualifying Tigers hitters with a batting average and on base percentage higher than that of Iglesias' 354 and 400 marks was Miguel Cabrera, 366. 459. And only Cabrera, 624, and Yoan Cespedes, 500, were out slugging Iglesias. again, we do not see this coming, though it's not as if Iglesias ought to be expected to fly below his weight either. He's pretty good at getting back to the ball, Tigers manager Brad Osmus said. Even down 0-2, he's got a chance to pull the ball, put the ball in play. He's got a very simple approach. There's not a lot of movement involved with the setup and load to hit. He's pretty good at getting the bat there to find the hole. Will it continue? Not at this rate, of course. Iglesias' team, 38.6% balls he put into play for hit. An unusually high number that could be due to come down. He also had a 638 OPS in 6 minor league seasons and a 678 OPS in his first 465 major league plate appearances. So this early offensive outburst might be just that early. In a 2-week stretch beginning April 18th, Iglesias has averaged well more than 100 points, so the correction is underway. Still, Iglesias' glove and action potential are still strikingly sound, and he's working off such a fine offensive staff that he has to be considered the early favorite for the AL honor. Bogarts, though, is a good candidate to chase Iglesias eventually, if not immediately. Granted, he's not nearly as hyped as he once was. The Red Sox wouldn't have traded Iglesias to the Tigers mid-season in 2013 if Bogarts weren't waiting in the wings. And Bogarts' national emergence that October made him seem like a star. But after a hot May last year, Bogarts cooled considerably, looked lost as the summer wore on, and his body struggled to adjust to the grind of a full season. That said, Bogarts made efforts this winter to address the physical side of that sport. And he's also worked hard to refine his arm and instincts at the shortstop position, to the point that the defensive metrics that once were critical of him now view him as league average, which is a substantial improvement. Which is waiting for Bogarts' bat to break out as anticipated. Hey, he's only 22, and every player develops at his own pace. But this is a young man who had an OPS north of 900 in Double-A, despite playing that level at 19 and 20 years old, and an OPS of 822 at Triple-A. At 20. So it's not inconceivable to assume Bogarts had a sub-700 OPS through 24 games and heat up as the weather warms and start collecting deserving Cook on the All-Star ballot. And as mentioned, that means it's certainly worth of your early consideration. For now, though, Jeter's heir appearance for this All-Star honor is Iglesias. That was our All-Star game debate. Harper hits 3 homers, 442-foot blast. Nationals right fielder Bryce Harper had quite a game on Wednesday, one that has the potential to make big-time Major League history as he hit a home run in each of his first 3 at-bats against the Marlins at Nationals Park. Harper's attempt at what has been a record-time 4th homer ended when he grounded out in his final at-bat in the 7th inning and didn't get up again as Nationals won 7-5. He didn't get to join the 16 other Major Leaguers, including such greats as Lou Gehrig, Willie Mays, and Mike Schmidt, who have hit 4 homers in a single game. But Harper's 2nd and 3rd homers created awe, landing in virtually the same place in the right center field upper deck. After hitting the first homer left center field in the 2nd inning, the left-handed hitting Harper smashed Marlins right-handed Tom Kohler's 0-1 offering in the 3rd inning into the upper deck at Nationals Park. That blast of track with tracks that traveled 442 feet by StatCast, 3rd homer in the 5th inning, went about the same distance, it gave Washington a 5-2 lead. Harper grounded at the 2nd base with runners on 1st and 3rd bases in his 4th at-bat, driving to the 2nd runner from 3rd for a 7-2 lead. The last to hit 4 homers in the game was Josh Hamilton, who did it for the Rangers in 2012. It was Harper's 6th multi-homer game. Players hit 4 home runs in 1 game. Josh Hamilton, May 8th, 2012. Carlos Delgado, Blue Jays, September 25th, 2003. Sean Green, Dodgers, May 23rd, 2002. Mike Cameron, Mariners, May 2nd, 2002. Mark Whitten, Cardinals, September 7th, 1993. Bob Horner, Braves, June 6th. Mike Schmidt, Phillies, April 17th, 1976. Willie Mays, Giants, April 30th, 1961. Rocky Colavito, Indians, June 10th, 1959. Joe Addick, Milwaukee Braves, July 31st, 1954. Gil Hodges, Brooklyn Dodgers, August 31st, 1950. Pat Geary, White Sox, July 18th, 1948. Chuck Klein, Phillies, July 10th, 1936. Lou Gehrig, Yankees, June 3rd, 1932, Ed DeLonte, Philly. July 13th, Bobby Lowe of the Boston Bean Eaters on May 30th, 1894. Springer being evaluated, out of lineup tonight. After crashing into a wall while making a great catch in Tuesday's 7-1 loss to the Rangers, Astros right fielder George Springer was not in Wednesday's starting lineup because he's still being evaluated and under observation, said manager A.J. Hinch. Even though he was able to walk off the field under his own power, Springer exited Tuesday's game and on a one test for a possible concussion. Green light for Verlander to start throwing. MRI results reveal inflammation around Tigers' righty's triceps has subsided. Justin Verlander has been cleared to begin a throwing program again. The 2011 American Cy Young Award winner, sidelined since late March with a right tricep strain, received the go-ahead after doctors reviewed his MRI exam Tuesday and decided inflammation has sufficiently subsided. The Tigers confirmed that Verlander was examined by Dr. Tony Romeo on Wednesday to review the results. He was given the clearance to resume a throwing program designed to return him to full competition, the team statement said. It's still a long way from throwing in the game, and manager Brad Ausmus acknowledged last week that Verlander likely faces a lengthy minor league rehab assignment once he's ready for game action. Still, the clearance means he can at least start making progress. Verlander has been undergoing near-weekly MRI since cutting the simulated game in Pittsburgh short 3 weeks ago and experiencing soreness afterwards. Team officials insisted Verlander wouldn't begin the throwing program again until the MRI shows no fluid around the triceps, indicating that inflammation is gone. It's an unusual approach to what Verlander calls an unusual injury, but they're trying to avoid any more stops and starts. I'm itching, Verlander said Tuesday afternoon after the exam. I told head athletic trainer Kevin Rand, if I get that green light, man, it's going to be hard to hold me back. I'm ready to go. Three doctors, one with the team, have been looking over Verlander's tests and progress reports and making recommendations. Verlander said Tuesday the process held up any decision on Verlander's Tuesday test results until Wednesday morning. In the meantime, Verlander's been doing exercise as well as extremely light tossing, as Ausmus put it, meant more to keep Verlander occupied. Verlander will start his progression by long tossing off flat ground, increasing the distance in increments. Once he has thrown far enough and long enough to assure team medical staff that he's fine, he'll start throwing off the mound in the bullpen. Verlander will do a series of those sessions before he's cleared to face hitters. Now, fans, again, you call at 516-666-9990 with your guesses for the random play of the day or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. I'm going to give you guys one last hint. His name is in the description. So 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your random part of the day guess. Be the first one of your friends. Be the first one ever to be correct on the random player of the day. As of right now, Will McElhen and Sho have won every single time. So it's now time for Shades of Great. StatCast compares two diving grabs. New technology analyzes defense with distance covered, running speed, and route efficiency. It's a classic ballroom argument. Take two similar spectacular defensive plays and argue about which one is more impressive. It's a perfect baseball discussion simply because one side could never conclusively prove the other wrong, as long as the out was made. The rest was just speculation and perspective. You could take 2 or 10 or 20 similar plays, and they'd all be essentially tied for first place. Particularly before the advent of nationally televised games, there's no way to do better. A great graphic, a quick break on MLB Central. When we do come back, we will be talking about the first start and first hit for Friars, Phenom Hedges. Whoops. Can I just say his name? I will learn it. If you call in 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central and say the name. Austin Hedges. You'll be the first one to win. I just gave you the answer, fans. It's up to you now to win. We're going to break. On the MLB Central. And Hedges gets first start, first hit from Bogus, prospects in the way of San Diego pitching staff from spring training work. Again, Austin Hedges, the random player of the day. 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.dogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Just give us your guess and you win the random player of the day bragging rights. First time ever. So, as I said again, Hedges gets first start, first hit for Padres, prospects familiar with San Diego pitching staff from spring training work. Manager Bud Black had absolutely no qualms with inserting rookie catcher Austin Hedges in the starting lineup Wednesday against the Giants. Hedges, who made his first big league start and got his first hit, an RBI single, and the Padres fired on third, was promoted from AAA El Paso on Monday. He has spent the last 2 days cramming everything into his head by the pitching staff he'll handle moving forward, though. Hedges has already caught everyone on the staff, with the exception of closer Craig Kimbrell, who was obtained the day before opening day. Hedges got a fair share of pitchers on the staff during the 5 weeks he spent with the team in big league camp and spring training. He was an option to El Paso until March 24th. A lot of that work came during the 11 games he appeared in the spring, though he also caught many morning bullpen sessions with pitchers starting in February after pitchers and catchers reported to camp. He's been in big league camp for 3 years at Black. He knows the coaching staff. A number of our pitchers from his spring training situation. He's not starting from the ground floor. On Wednesday, Hedges got Ian Kennedy at the Padres' office for this particular day to give him his first start. He pinched hit Monday and struck out against Madison Bumgarner. Tomorrow's Chicago's appeal will serve his benching. White Sox right-hander set to return start on Monday against Milwaukee. Justin Marcher officially dropped the appeal of his 5-game suspension, as announced in the White Sox notes for Wednesday's game, with Tigers, meaning the right-hander, will begin serving his penalty. Marcher was suspended for his role in the April 23rd bench-clearing Broncos with the Royals, as was teammate Chris Sale. The White Sox left-handed ace was scheduled to start Wednesday night's game and is expected to start serving his suspension Thursday. Factoring in the suspension length, Marcher will be able to start Monday in Milwaukee and Sale on Tuesday in Milwaukee. If Sale drops his appeal as well, the White Sox will need an extra starter one day this weekend, which figures to be Carlos Rodon, the White Sox top prospect per MLB.com, who has been working out of the bullpen since his big league arrival. Today's starting lineup, May 6th. I'm about to tell you today's starting lineup that has been made public by Major League Baseball Club. The lineup is unofficial until it is handed to the umpire. Additional lineups will be added as they become available. Miami Marlins at Washington Nationals, 1:05 p.m. Eastern. For the Marlins, batting first and playing second will be Dee Gordon. Batting second and playing third will be Martin Pardo. Batting third and playing right will be Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fourth and playing center will be Marcelo Zuna. Batting fifth and playing first will be Justin Bour. Batting sixth and playing catcher will be JT Realmuto. Batting seventh and playing left will be Ichiro Suzuki. Batting eighth and playing short will be Adani Hecheverria. And batting ninth and starting for the Marlins tonight will be, today, already happened, Tom Kohler. And for the Nationals, batting first and playing center will be Denard Span. Batting second and playing short will be Ian Desmond. Batting third and playing third will be Yuno Escobar. Batting fourth and playing right will be Bryce Harper. Batting fifth and playing first will be Ryan Zimmerman. Batting sixth and catching will be Wilson Wallace. Batting seventh and playing second will be Danny Espinosa. Batting eighth and playing left will be Michael A. Taylor. And batting ninth and always starter for the Nationals today is Max Scherzer. Arizona Diamondbacks at Colorado Rockies. 3:10 p.m. Each of the Diamondbacks, batting first and playing left will be Ender Inciarte. Batting second and playing right will be Mark Trumbo. Batting third and playing first will be Paul Goldschmidt. Batting fourth and playing center will be A.J. Pollock. Batting fifth and playing third will be Yasmani Tomas. Batting sixth and playing second will be Aaron Hill. Batting seventh and both in catching up will be Jordan Pacheco. Batting eighth and playing short will be Nick Ahmed. And batting ninth, penalty pitch day, Josh Palmenter. All right, we're going to the 7-minute stretch, but before we do, fans, Austin Hedges, come on. 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. All you have to do is say or type Austin Hedges will become the first winner of the random phrase today. Alright, number 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. We'll be back in the minute half of Jason Stamen, Kenton Upton. We're back on MLB Central, and tonight I'm going to have to give a double joke to new fans. You really couldn't call in or into our tournament and say awesome edges. So we need to get a double laugh, right? All right, let's go. Yeah, you guys sort of deserve that tonight. Austin Hedges, was that really that hard? All right, so if I had to say something about the show tonight, is that Bryce Harper, man, 442 440-foot shots. That just doesn't happen. I mean, even though he didn't get the fourth home run, not many people got have had 2,440 shots and another home run to add to that.
I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor, Kathleen George, Brandon, and Dexter for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 4:35 p.m., you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Matt Inspector. My co-host is Will Macklin. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day. And before I let you go, I'd like to say National Nurses Day, and personally, my grandmother's a nurse. We couldn't really do much without her, so happy Nurses Day. I mean, she means the world for me. Your grandmother should mean the world for her, but it's obviously different. All right, so my name is Ben Spector. I host MLB Central. Have a great day.